Chapter 1. Amma. 1. Amma is walking along the promenade of the waterway that bisects her city. A few early morning barges cruise slowly by. To her left is the nautical-themed footbridge with its deck-like walkway and sailing mast pylons. To her right is the bend in the river as it heads east past Waterloo Bridge towards the Dome of St. Paul's. She feels the sun begin to rise, the air still breezy before the city clogs up with heat and fumes. A violinist plays something suitably uplifting further along the promenade. Amma's play, The Last Amazon of Dahomey, opens at the National tonight. She thinks back to when she started out in theatre, when she and her running mate Dominique developed a reputation for heckling shows that offended their political sensibilities. Their powerfully trained actor voices projected from the back of the stalls before they made a quick getaway. They believed in protest that was public, disruptive, and downright annoying to those at the other end of it. She remembers pouring a pint of beer over the head of a director whose play featured semi-naked black women running around on stage behaving like idiots before doing a runner into the back streets of Hammersmith howling. Amma then spent decades on the fringe, a renegade lobbing hand grenades at the establishment that excluded her, until the mainstream began to absorb what was once radical and she found herself hopeful of joining it, which only happened when the first female artistic director assumed the helm of the National 3 years ago. After so long hearing a polite no from her predecessors, she received a phone call just after breakfast one Monday morning when her life stretched emptily ahead, with only online television dramas to look forward to. Love the script, must do it. Will you also direct it for us? I know it's short notice, but are you free for a coffee this week at all? Amma takes a sip of her Americano, with its customary Kickstarter extra shot in it, as she approaches the brutalist grey arts complex ahead. At least they try to enliven the bunker-like concrete with neon light displays these days, and the venue has a reputation for being progressive rather than traditionalist. Years ago, she expected to be evicted as soon as she dared walk through its doors, a time when people really did wear their smartest clothes to go to the theatre and look down their noses at those not in proper attire. She wants people to bring their curiosity to her plays, doesn't give a damn what they wear, as her own sod-you style anyway, which has evolved, it's true, away from the cliché denim dungarees, Che Guevara beret, PLO scarf and ever-present badge of two interlocked female symbols. Talk about wearing your heart on your sleeve, girl. These days she wears silver or gold trainers in winter, fail-self Birkies in summer. Winter, it's black slacks, either baggy or tight, depending on whether she's a size 12 or 14 that week, a size smaller on top. Summer, it's pattern harem pants that end just below the knee. Winter, it's bright asymmetric shirts, jumpers, jackets, coats. Year-round, her peroxide dreadlocks are trained to stick up like candles on a birthday cake. Silver hoop earrings, chunky African bangles, and pink lipstick are her perennial signature style statement. Yaz recently described her style as a mad old woman look, Mum. Pleads with her to shop in Marks and Spencers like normal mothers, refuses to be spotted alongside her when they're supposed to be walking down the street together. Yaz knows full well that Amma will always be anything but normal. And as she's in her 50s, she's not old yet, although try telling that to a 19-year-old. In any case, aging is nothing to be ashamed of, especially when the entire human race is in it together. Although sometimes it seems that she alone among her friends wants to celebrate getting older, because it's such a privilege to not die prematurely, she tells them, as the night draws in around her kitchen table in her cozy terraced house in Brixton. As they get stuck into the dishes each one has brought, chickpea stew, jerk chicken, Greek salad, lentil curry, roasted vegetables, Moroccan lamb, saffron rice, beetroot and kale salad, jollof quinoa, and gluten-free pasta for the really irritating fusspots. As they pour themselves glasses of wine, vodka, fewer calories, or something more liver-friendly if under doctor's orders. She expects them to approve of her bucking the trend of middle-age moaning. Instead, she gets bemused smiles. And what about arthritic flare-ups, memory loss, and hot sweats?